is a Fox News alert. The U.S. makes a stand at the U.N. And Lisa Brady.
Let us speak plainly.
President Biden, addressing the first U.N. General Assembly since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, has just called out Russian President Vladimir Putin.
A permanent member of the United Nations Security Council invaded its neighbor, attempted to erase a sovereign state from the map. Russia has shamelessly violated the core tenets of the United Nations Charter.
The president rejecting Putin's claims that he's defending Russia against security threats while reaffirming support for Ukraine.
Ukraine has the same rights that belong to every sovereign nation. We will stand in solidarity with Ukraine. We will stand in solidarity against Russia's aggression. Period.
He's also condemning nuclear threats made by the Russian leader earlier today and announcing nearly $3 billion in additional aid to help address global food shortages blamed on the war in Ukraine. In Russia, protests after Putin also announced he's calling up as many as 300,000 reserve troops, Russia's first military draft since World War II. One independent monitoring group is reporting more than 100 protesters detained in at least 15 different cities. The state of New York is suing the former president.
They're filing a lawsuit against Donald Trump for violating the law as part of his efforts to generate profits for himself, his family, and his company.
State Attorney General Letitia James just announcing the civil lawsuit after a three-year investigation of Trump's business practices, accusing the former president and two executives, including longtime finance chief Alan Weisselberg, of fraud and misrepresentation in financial statements. An attorney for Trump says the lawsuit is solely focused on advancing James's political agenda and not on facts or law. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
In his UN speech, President Biden also just said he does not see conflict or Cold War with China. This amid renewed concern about the U.S. position on Taiwan, an independently governed island that China claims as its own.
We seek to uphold peace and stability across the Taiwan Straits. We remain committed to our one China policy, which has helped prevent conflict for four decades.
The president says the U.S. will continue to oppose unilateral changes in the status quo by either side. Britain's Queen Elizabeth being honored with a service at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. Vice President Harris and members of Congress among those attending. And now we know more about that long line to pay respects in London.
At least 250,000 people lined up to see Queen Elizabeth II's coffin during the 4 days it was lying in state at Westminster Hall. That, according to the British Culture Secretary. Many people waited in line for up to 13 hours to pay their respects. The London Ambulance Service said staff cared for about 2,000 people while they waited and took 240 to the hospital.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi. Holiday hiring time for a retail giant.
Walmart is hiring 40,000 employees for the holiday season. It's planning to add seasonal store workers, full-time permanent truck drivers, and customer care employees. Walmart says it will pay more than $17 an hour. Though it's a significant jump in hiring, last year it was looking for around 150,000 permanent employees to work over the holidays and beyond. Retailers are heading into this year's holiday season with too much inventory, expecting softer sales and strained profits, so they're likely to be offering discounts. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Stocks are higher ahead of the Fed's latest take on the economy and a rate hike decision due 2 hours from now. The Dow is up 146 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ also higher. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.